This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
User beware. This is the DJV experience, so you can experience however it is you would like to experience your head, whether it's in gear, working forward, backward, in neutral. It's really difficult to do this program and to have people engage in the program if your brain is in neutral. But so please, if it's in reverse mode, put it in neutral and then grind the gears and put
Mike's
it into
sort
forward
of in park.
Motion. You're in park? No.
I think I'm in park. I'm in the same car lot as Jen.
Really? Oh, Jennifer Horn is in park, eh? Victoria Keelan in park. Kara Schillen, are you with me or are you again me? Which is it?
I might be in reverse. I'm not sure.
Reverse. Ah, perfect. All right, so let's get to what's going on here. Speaking of being in reverse, the Federal Aviation Administration, according to this morning's Boston Globe, says that people with terrorist ties are still licensed to fly in our country, despite the fact that the FAA was warned about it in 2009. The Spotlight Team, remember the movie that Michael Keaton was in about the Spotlight Team and the Pope and the Catholic Church and all that stuff?
Right,
remember that
yeah.
from a couple of years ago? Well, they have perhaps one of the most effective team, they call it the Spotlight Team, but they do investigative reports. And so they found that the government does not use pilot photos on its licenses. You can just have a piece of, you know, the usual stuff that a license is made with, a little, what do they call it, the plastic, not enamel it, what do they call it, when laminated. A laminated piece of paper that says, here is John Smith, pilot. That's it. There's no way of identifying John Smith, the pilot. So the licenses, one fellow who now works for the government, used to be a congressman, John Micah, says that they've been talking about they being those people who are curious about what goes on in the government to fix problems. This is kind of reminiscent of Katrina, where the Army Corps of Engineers says, yeah, we don't need to make things any better. Even though they all got wiped out during the hurricane, we'll build them back the same as they do. And the way they build the roads, we don't really fix the roads. We make them the same way as they were before when they fell apart and we have to do them over again. That kind of stuff. This is a joke. The pass to an amusement park requires more proof of identity than a pilot's license. More sophisticated security precautions. It's just a piece of cardboard laminated. The FAA, on the other hand, says the pilot certificate is supposed to indicate training level instead of provide security. Well, why doesn't it do both? Especially if there are people with terrorist ties who still get licensed to fly in our country. Pilots required to carry, so they say, a government-issued ID, and commercial airlines and airports typically issue their own forms of identification for security purposes. Well, you do see that. You see that pilots and the people that work on the... Now, I'm going to go to Kara because her father works at the airport in Baltimore. What's the story there? What do you know about your father's security? What do they have to do? How have they... And he's not a pilot. He works on the grounds at the airport, right?
Yeah, he works doing maintenance on all the runways and everything.
Okay, so what do they require of him?
You know, I really don't know.
It's not like it's hard to miss him, though he looks like one of the guys in ZZ Top.
Well, he looks a lot more normal at the airport. He still has a beard, but he's normally, you know, has a sweatshirt on over top of everything. So you can't see anything besides the beard. But as far as security, you know, I really don't know. It's not something I've ever really talked to him about. I know that I don't think it's an issue for him to get into the back end of the airport. You know, everyone else has to go through security, but he's coming from the runway. So if I ever fly, then I have to go through security and all of that. But he can just come through the back and meet me and hang out with me. So I don't know, as in comparison to pilots and everything else, but maybe I'll have to ask him and get the down low.
Well, is this much ado about nothing, or is it something that makes you difficult? I spent the usual amount of time, I actually, because I have TSA Select, or whatever they call it, pre-check, I jump in to the airport, actually, in plenty of time yesterday. I checked in, I got on the phone, talked to a few people, I sent out some email, and I was on the plane and on my way home. So it isn't, I don't feel like I used to feel. I still feel the same way about the TSA and government
pre-check
checks.
Pre-check makes
and balances.
A huge difference, though.
But the TSA pre-check is very efficient. You don't get a lot of hassle. It's just bing, bang, boom, and you're done. Because they're already done, they require fingerprints. They do a background check on you, and this maybe is where the secret, this may be the component here. This is not a government program. This is a private contractor who was hired to do this. You pay the contractor $85, and he has checked you out. He has, they go to the CIA, they go to the FBI, they check out all of the forms of reference that you can use to find out whether you got any, you know, he came back to me because I have been arrested. They send, you know, if you're arrested, if you have a felony conviction or some kind of a jail record, then they don't give you the TSA thing. So
how did you get out of that?
Because I wasn't, I never went to jail. I didn't get, well, thank you, Jennifer. I sort of stepped right into that. Thank you.
I know.
Very sweet. Thank you very much.
I had the net open and you just fell
into it. It was very nice.
As far as going through security lines, though, like, my dad doesn't have pre-check or anything. Like, he still has to, if we're actually going on a trip to get on a plane, as far as I know, he still has to go through all of the security lines and everything.
Jennifer, did I, okay, so that's, it's an observation, it's a thought, it's just something to keep in mind when it comes to government efficiency and what we're paying for in our taxes. It's something else to keep in mind, something that I don't, I'm looking to destroy your respect for the government. You know, maybe this is something like the presidency. We'll have respect for the office of the president, but not necessarily do we always have respect. Respect may not be the right word, but we don't care for the person who occupies the chair at the moment. And that may be across the board. Government is necessary in order to keep order. What isn't necessary is to have all the corruption and the abuse and the waste and the fraud and the things that happen as a result of people being people. Not all people are crooks, but there are a lot of them that get attracted to government because there are lots of holes. The system is too big. There are too many people anyway. But the government has 4 million employees. The federal government has 4 million employees. It's huge. 4 million employees. So it stands to reason.
All the way down, right, to like the DMV and
no, that's the state. I'm talking about the feds. If you add all the people that work in various states, I'm sure you can Google how many civil servants are that work for the state of New York or Massachusetts or Maryland or California or wherever you are. And add that.
Ready to go, California. Yep.
Say what? Well, California would be gorged.
Huge.
With. Oh, yeah. And most of the more. I'm not even going to say that. I'm editing myself as I go along because I don't want to say something that comes across as being just a way to stir the pot. I'm not interested necessarily in doing that. There is one way to stir the pot, however. Just in terms of people in the news, I mentioned Anthony Weiner at breakfast yesterday, and somehow or other, I apparently missed a line that you used, Jennifer. What was that? You did that on the local program. You didn't do it on this program.
Oh, Denver I did. No, I.
You
no,
did?
We had breakfast. I did it at our routine at breakfast.
Yeah, you did it at breakfast, but did you do it on the program here?
No, because we didn't talk about Wiener.
Oh, we didn't? Oh, okay. So now it's time to talk about Wiener.
It's hard to do.
Talk about Wiener?
Right.
Not a great breakfast topic, by the way.
Well, the fact, for those of you who don't know it, Wiener's been sentenced to 21 months in the slammer for convincing a high school student to undress and touch herself on Skype. He had 10 years in the offing. So how do you avoid getting 10 years of hard time?
I don't know. He was hoping to get just probation, but somehow the judge gave him 21 months. But we all know what that means. I mean, if he gets, and maybe it's a little different in New York.
21 days
in
the slammer,
you could tell us.
Yeah.
But typically, when you get 21 months, like in California jail, that means you'll go to jail for like 2 days, and then they'll let you out because of prison overcrowding. So who knows how long he'll actually serve.
His case is different.
So he's going to get full 21?
Part of his deal was he has to do 21 months, and he's not allowed to ask for less than that. So that's why he apparently was like weeping in the courtroom.
It's a long time. I mean,
it is.
You know, a couple of years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
All right. You notice I use your line, Jennifer?
What did you say?
Of course.
I didn't hear what you said.
He's going to serve hard time.
Oh, okay.
She didn't get it.
I get it, Doug.
You just don't want to react to it.
No, it's... I get it.
You do. Kara, do you get it?
What?
It's not hard to get.
We're saying the word hard over and over again.
A sex addict is going to jail. It's not hard to get.
So is this like kind of juvenile? This is kind of juvenile, right?
Of course.
Yeah, only a little bit.
But it's fun to be juvenile once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life.
So, Victoria, I saw Jennifer's ring yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've only seen it in pictures, but it's beautiful.
Really?
No? You're not, what?
I know. Listen, this stuff doesn't.
Rude.
What did I know?
Oh,
I have seen it in person, and it was
just
beautiful.
Just a second.
So.
Hold on just a minute. Jennifer, what did I say? What was the discussion after?
Okay, so here's how it went. I said, look. And he goes, why do people spend so much money on
this? Oh, boy.
And then he goes, your bracelet's nice. I said, that costs $6.
Oh, man.
And then her father came in and I kissed his ring.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So that was breakfast. Sure you're all thrilled with that. It's a 19 net story. Stories continue. This is the DJV Experience, 19 after the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Napa Know How!
If you've ever come close to leaving an entire counter full of items at checkout just because someone asked you to join a rewards program, we feel your pain. Luckily, there's Napa Rewards. Joining is easy, and if you can simply remember your phone number, you can get $5 back on your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So join Napa Rewards today and start saving money with every purchase. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
NBC Tuesday is back, all new. First, on four-time Emmy winner The Voice, Adam, Blake, Miley, and newest coach Jennifer Hudson battle for amazing talent in the blind auditions. Followed by the return of the show that captured America's heart and never let go, This Is Us. Then, the premiere of a new kind of Law & Order series based on actual events. Edie Falco stars in Law & Order True Crime, The Menendez Murders, tonight on NBC.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
North
Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat.
ThePowerMall.com.
Cover of the song, or What Am I Hearing Here? Why does it sound like another song?
It's sampled from another song.
Yeah, Soft Cell, Tainted Love. It's got that beat in the background.
Yeah, okay. Over the weekend, the internet lit up with reports that Rihanna planned to launch a winery. Listen to this line. The news bubbled from fans on Twitter. You got that, Jennifer?
I got it.
Bubble. Yeah, bubble. All right, so there were a number of magazines that covered this story. It turned out to be a bit of fake news. The owner of the alcohol brand has, there's no proof he has any relationship with Rihanna at all. The winery claimed, the source for the winery claim was a tweet from an anonymous fan. So all this stuff, this is just another one of those examples of somebody taking something that may be a rumor and starting...
Well, welcome to the internet.
Yeah, but I heard that they actually filed that there was a trademark. Now, who knows if it came from Rihanna, but there was a trademark filed for Fenty Wine and Spirits.
Yep, that's
so
true.
Right, so whether... And that's what Rihanna's last name is. That's the name of her beauty line.
Oh, really?
I mean, it could just be someone who has the same name or someone who's deliberately trying to be that close, like a cheater brand, like wants to be that close to her name. To create this kind of confusion.
Yeah. Or just more focus on Rihanna because she wants to have more focus. She wants to have as much as some of the other stars who are in her league. Is she feeling left out because Beyonce gets more attention than she does?
I'm not sure Beyonce gets more attention. Rihanna is huge.
Yeah. I'm asking. I don't know. From it's not like...
Well, she just did her fashion show with Puma, and that apparently sold out immediately.
She just had a beauty line come out. I bought some of it. I went to the store to buy some, and everyone in the entire store was there to try out her beauty line. It's really good, by the way.
Yeah, it's gotten such incredible reviews. So, from women of all skin tones, that's one of the big things that it has. It's literally something for every single skin tone.
I haven't tried it, but it smells okay.
I wouldn't be surprised, though. I think eventually she will add wine or alcohol or something like that.
Yeah. Hmm.
All right, so
what is Chris Brown going to drink?
Just leave him out of it. We've moved on past that.
Moving on past that story to a focus on something that I have a little more of a connection to, Bob Seger, who is a good rocker, a band called the Silver Bullet Band. He's had a number of hits. He had some more music for fans closing the Palace of Auburn Hills, which is an area in the suburbs of his hometown of Detroit, over the weekend. So he closed this venue by introducing his new cover of Lou Reed's Busload of Faith. Seger revealed in his upcoming album, I Knew You Went, which is out next month. It's going to be dedicated.
I knew you when. Not like you went, so like you died. Like I knew you when.
I knew you when. What did I
yeah.
say? I knew
went.
You went. Okay. Wow. Actually,
I mean, it is about, you know, a dead friend, but.
Right. Glenn Fry. I knew you went. Well, so I was being creative, taking a little political license. You know how that works? So let's see here. Seger thought about other people in the music world that have passed, like Lou Reed. And he has a cover of that song that was released last Friday. I Knew You When is his first album since 2014's Ride Out. I'm trying to remember some of the things that were on that, and I can't put my finger on one musical memory. All right, so there's another song called Busload of Faith, appearing on Lou Reed's critically acclaimed album New York in 1989. Now, what about the song for Glenn Frey? What's the song? Is that for
the whole album?
The album is I Knew You When, so that's
yeah.
But it's not
he's
just about Glenn Frey. I thought
no, the whole album is dedicated to Glenn Frey.
So where's Lou Reed come into this?
He just covered a song because Lou Reed is also someone he was friends with and is.
But it's not on the album that.
Yes,
dedicated.
It is. Busload of Faith is on the new album. I Knew You When.
So it's not just for. I'm trying to get to the bottom line here. It's not just for
the
Glenn
album
Frey.
Is dedicated. It's not hard. The album is dedicated to Glenn Frey, and there's a song on there that's a Lou Reed cover that he also dedicated to his friend.
So
Lou
it's
Reed.
Not all music. The assumption I made was it was all of it was all Glenn Frey music.
No, none of it is
album.
Glenn Frey music.
Right. So that was a misunderstanding on my part, and it took me a minute to figure that out. And you enjoyed it every second of it.
No, I'm just trying to clear it. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, all right. 29 past the hour, DJV time.
Evening measured, I wake in bed with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in.
Be open to feedback. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carthy. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is one of the best ways for them to improve. Others, however, have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance as some sort of criticism about who they are as a person. Now, if you're the type of person who gets defensive when others give you feedback, keep in mind that the reality is that feedback about your performance is not feedback about who you are as a person. Look, we only see our actions through our own eyes, so without feedback from others, we can never really grow to our full potential. Do what you can to open yourself up to feedback about what you do that others see, because the truth is that you are awesome, even if everything you do is not. For more on self-esteem, visit Dr. Christian Conti.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I was about to say around the country and around the world, this is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show and at Jennifer Horn and at On Air Victoria and at C. Schillen. Instagram connection, the same thing, at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show. We were talking a few minutes ago about the winery that may or may not be attributed to Rihanna, and the fact that there may be a bit of fake news here, and it brought me around to thinking, what really is the cause of fake news? There's been so much conversation in the last couple of years about fake news. The president uses the term all the time, and I wonder how it all got started. Is it a recent phenomenon? Has it been something that's been a part of our makeup? Has the news media... I was trying to think back, actually, to when I was running WEI, which was the news station in Boston at the time in the mid-'80s. I was the operations director there, and I didn't even think that anything... That it was in my naivete, could reporters make-up stories. I never even thought about it. And I, at that point, never did I give it any... I even, until recently, thought, I wonder if some of my guys and the ladies who were working there, there was a liberal political bent to the staff, for sure, and I wondered whether there was any sort of twisting and turning of the facts. And then on the plane last night, I read a story that was, I had a magazine, it's kind of a, I don't know whether you call it a religious magazine, a spiritual magazine. As you know, I do, or maybe you don't know, so I'll remind you, for those of you who are interested in this sort of thing, I do an hour a week and get synthesized down to about 35 minutes or so, a podcast called Your Hidden Power, which you can find if you go to blogtalkradio.com/ Your Hidden Power. You can find it also on iTunes or, you know, wherever you find stuff. And my interest in the spiritual, metaphysical has taken more of a front seat because of me doing this program. So a lot of the reading material that I have is aimed at getting me to think about different angles. And then I started thinking about why. As I looked at this article entitled, Has Religion Primed Us for Fake News? And you think about the things that come from the Bible, things that come from all of the, I don't know, people are going to say, oh, is he now going? No, I'm just asking you to think about the reality possibility of things that, whether in the Bible, any of the holy books. And the way that things are presented, religion uses the tools of the imagination. That's the premise of the article. A lot of parables, metaphors, symbols, rituals, as it's trying to explain to you the meaning of life, the purpose, the religious angle to things. We have taken a lot of this stuff literally, have we not? All of us have been raised in some sort of some either religious or quasi-religious tradition. When I say most of it, I say the three ladies and me. I certainly was, and Jennifer has been, and I think you had... You were an Episcopalian, you, I think, said, right, Victoria, as you were
I was
growing
raised
up?
That way growing up, sure.
And Kara, I've forgotten what you said about whether you had any real religious tradition one way or another, if you were infected by it or influenced by it.
No, not really. I would go to church occasionally with my grandparents if I spent the night at their place, but yeah. Besides that, we never went.
Yeah.
Never really right. Had any spirituality or anything like that in the house either.
Mm-hmm. So, this writer suggests that there's a war on religion. Christians, Jews, you just saw, was it yesterday, a Palestinian killed three Jews on the wall or something like that, and this goes on and on and on. But the point of the article is that religious affiliation leads you to a certain point of view that isn't backed in facts. It requires that you think or believe. And much of what has been presented, the writer suggests, is not possible. You know, the story of Moses on the mount getting things from God, supposedly. Now, I don't know about you, but I talk to God all the time. And I think I get a return. Maybe some of you do. Maybe that's the best way for me to be a candidate for the loony bin in some people's minds. But I believe that you can talk to the source, whatever it is. But what is it that comes back? Could I write a book called The Bible? Could I take things that I think come back to me and write about them and put them in some new body of work? And would it be considered real or fake? I'm hearing it. I believe it. But yet nobody else hears it or believes it. So therefore, to them, it's not true.
But that's so, true with anything. You know, the people that are hard science believers and that don't believe in religion, they have no proof. They're coming up with a theory, and they believe in a theory.
Would you like to give us an example of that, Jennifer?
Just well, the Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. How, I mean, you know, we talk about how we all got started. So people that don't believe in religion believe it was the Big Bang. Well, what caused the gas to make the Big Bang? There's really no answer to that other than just infinite gas hanging out and one day exploding into our solar system.
You get that on the bus once in a while, too.
That's right. And after Mexican food. That's a theory that people choose to believe. I choose to believe that somebody created us. That's my choice to believe that. I have faith
in that.
Well, it
could have been, but somebody created us by doing the Big Bang.
Of course, maybe so. But there's no hard and fast evidence even to prove science other than people's theories. And so I love it when people discount that you believe in a religion because you're just believing something that is hard to prove when science is the same way. I mean, you can suggest a theory to me, but I still have a ton of questions about the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm. Here, the business of certain political beliefs and how they go into certain religious beliefs. Do you think that's always been the case, that religion has led to a certain political agenda or vice versa, Victoria?
I don't think it has to.
Well, I don't think has to, but I think it has.
I'm always a little baffled by especially Americans who can't seem to separate politics from religion. That's always weird to me. I mean, weren't we founded on the separation of church and state? Wasn't that like the point of being America in the colonial times?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just whenever there's a heated political debates and the Bible starts getting cited, you lose me because that's I don't even understand why there needs to be a correlation. I mean, that's like saying there's only one religion and that everyone else's beliefs don't count.
Right.
And
that really
bothers me.
Yeah,
that really bugs me.
Yeah, right. And it gets back to the core of religion versus spiritual. I don't believe that I'm a religious person, but I don't even know what that means. Does it mean I go to church on Sunday? Or what does that mean?
Well, I mean, if you do anything religiously, it means you do it habitually. And so, you know, and I don't do anything habitually, really, except drink wine.
Yeah, you do. You show up and every morning
but I drink,
program.
Right. But I mean, by choice.
It's a habit. Yes. Yeah. Well, it seems to me what my job here is and what the ladies who join me every day, it's in part to have you think about things from a different point of view. And so I thought that, and I saw this and I started thinking about what really is fake news. And most of what you read and most of these people will say, oh my God, that's heresy. But this, as Jennifer just said, none of it's provable.
Right.
It just is supposedly the Word of God. Well, if you take Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and realize that all of them heard the same story from each other, and it was basically handed down over 300 or 400 years. Hello, last time you saw a car accident with three people, how many different stories were there? So it isn't, and there's no arrogance attached to this.
It's right, just, but that's exactly what faith means.
Yes.
That's what faith is.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
So then fake news did not begin with religion. The premise of this rabbi who wrote the article is false or faulty.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah. But it does give you something to think about, doesn't it? And what Jennifer said about the Big Bang Theory is something that's always bothered me. Because in my own mind, whatever it is that influences me psychologically, I just like to think that it goes on forever. But with even in that circumstance, if there was an explosion, which no one can understand, how many hundred jillion billion years ago, then what Stephen Hawking suggests, he's supposed to be the most brilliant mind in the world, turning it around, there's a beginning and there's an end. So in another 15, 20 billion years, the black holes will take over and suck everything up. There'll be a big vacuum and everything will disappear.
But is there? I mean, you know, with all due respect to Stephen Hawking, I'm not trying to compete with him on a Jeopardy exam.
You don't have to respect him if you don't want to.
But, I mean, our brains are set up to process things with a beginning, a middle, and an end. That doesn't mean that anything has that. Doesn't mean that things greater than us have that. It just means that's how our little pea brains classify things.
Some people believe that we have one life and that's it. Other people believe life goes on and on and on. You come back in different bodies but with the same spirit. It's all that
this is just where the respect comes from, because everybody's guessing. Scientists, religious people, everybody is guessing. And they have faith in something. And so everybody just needs to respect what everybody else believes, because guess what? We have no hard proof that nobody can prove anything.
And that brings me back around to the hard side of science, which is always disproving itself. You know, you hear these various claims, and I'm about to get into some of them with Balance of Nature success stories. These are people who have taken Balance of Nature products, and they've done well with them. But to take on face value, the company says these fruits and vegetables will boost your immune system by 700%. Is that really true? Well, according to the people that are in the information pack that I have on Balance of Nature, yeah. And I can imagine, because all of the other claims that they have been checked out, that you do get 9 to 10 servings of vegetables and fruits in every one of these capsules that you get. But you're taking it on the scientific exploration here is talking to people or observing people or getting blood tests from people who have taken it. And that's the whole business. Everything about life is subject to flaw, subject to interpretation, subject to, maybe I'll believe that. People believe the commercials that we have on this program because I have a certain amount of credibility with some people. And so does Jennifer, and so does Victoria, and so does Kara. So we tell you these stories based on our experience, but does that mean you're going to have the same experience? You might not. But you trust that what we're saying is accurate, true, and fair. And that's kind of what you put your faith and trust. It's what does it say on the dollar bill? Essentially, you put your faith and trust in the government that it has some value, in this case gold, to back up that $1 bill, when in fact we all know it doesn't. There isn't enough gold in Fort Knox to back up all the dollar bills, $5 bills, $10 bills, $20 bills, $100 bills that are floating around. Not even close. As a matter of fact, I think it's only 14 or 15% value to or ratio of value to the amount of currency that there is floating around. So you can come back, you can question anything and everything. I remember the people who grew up around me, the adults I used to drive nuts because I was always asking why, what, how. And I still do that. But to back it up a little bit to Balance of Nature products, this is something that has gone through a scientific process. The people who came up with a formula to improve your immune system by 720% would like you to try their product, and they're willing to give it to you free, the first month free, if you go onto their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the code DJV. Find out how their product works for you. There are a number of success stories, amazing results. There are stories about women who have been going through menopause. Here's one. Lady's name is Lucia from Indiana, writes, I've been going without my cycle for 2 years now, but I still have hot flashes. Since I've been on Balance of Nature, I've noticed none. So there's a way, your immune system does affect that. So the bottom line here is what I'm telling you. You take on faith, you try it, you like it, you don't get any benefit from it, you send it back and get your money back. And that's how these trials work, and they work to your benefit. I'm sure most people, if they get onto these products and Balance of Nature, these little capsules of fruits and vegetables, will do better than you're doing right now. Imagine your immune system boosted by 720%. Try it out. Free month supply, balanceofnature.com, code DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Now, 53 after the hour, as we present Tech Talk Time for this Tuesday morning. It is a focus on things from the world of technology that have applicability to the average person. I'm thinking that, Victoria, there is some reason to at least acknowledge or know that the giant accounting firm Deloitte, isn't that Deloitte and Touche or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hit by a very sophisticated cyber attack this week. They may have exposed the email, usernames, passwords, and personal details of all of the clients that they have. How about that? This is yet another malicious hacking. I think they had the same problem or something similar in 2016. They got into administrators' accounts. Now, apparently, they have unlimited, unrestricted access to all areas of this big accounting firm. Mm. So, once again, there's nothing about using the Internet that's safe. It just isn't. Right? There's nothing
well,
safe.
I mean, yeah, it certainly is seeming that way. It's crazy.
All right. In a moment, we will focus in on Walmart trying to be like Amazon. This report that is global in nature and local yet. You take some of this stuff and it does have global implications, but how does it imply? We try to find stories technology-wise that apply or may be applicable to you. Brought to you by the folks that get right down to the nitty-gritty when it comes to finding good talent and having you as the business owner as the person who does the hiring, find this person. You know where to post your job? You've heard me talk about ZipRecruiter. You got an opportunity, you're looking for somebody good, somebody different, somebody who brings some flash and splash to your company, and you go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free and find the person that you're looking for. The dream candidate, the dream person is about to apply. And in 24 hours, you'll have that qualified candidate. No juggling emails. ZipRecruiter has a very easy-to-use process. And it's all a technology play, frankly. That's why they present to you the Tech Talk information. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's really all the info you need, other than to know that so many big companies, medium-sized companies, smaller companies are using this on a daily basis to find great help. Find the cream of the crop with ZipRecruiter. Use it free. The opportunity is there now at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's this Walmart new grocery partnership? What are they doing?
Well, Walmart is, they want to get into your home and stock your fridge while you're not there. So they're teaming up with a smart security company called August Home, and they're testing out delivering groceries and other items from Walmart inside customers' homes who have August Home security systems. So it kind of works like this. A customer orders whatever they want from Walmart.com. A delivery person brings the items to the house. That person gets a one-time passcode for the home's smart lock. Then the homeowner can watch them deliver and stock their fridge on a security camera on your phone so you can see where the person is in your home. Then the homeowner gets a notification once the door is locked again and the whole process is complete. For now, Walmart's trying the idea with a select group of homes who already have August Home software, because this is their exclusive partnership. So the idea is part of the ultimate goal, of course, that Walmart wants to and needs to compete with the Amazon Whole Foods deal, because Amazon keeps adding more and more partnerships and making it easier to get all these things delivered to your home.
I mean, this thing stinks to high heaven of all kinds of.
Early reviews are calling it a game changer. They're loving it. Some of the people who
You got to watch them. How do you know who's coming into your house? And if you don't watch them, how do you know what they're doing?
Well, I mean, yes, I personally wouldn't want that necessarily.
I wouldn't do
but
it in 100 years.
Well. Some people want the convenience. It's like having, you know, someone to shop for you and then put everything away. It's kind of nice.
Okay. Is anybody going to do anything anymore? Is everything going to be done for us? It reminds me of the song, In the Year 2525. We don't need our arms. We don't need our legs. We don't need anything.
I mean,
everything's
going to
be done for you. Come on.
Everything's voice activated. You don't even
all
need
right.
to, like, get up and change the channel anymore our grandparents did.
Right. You better get up off your butt at least once a half hour. You know what's going to happen. The new smart eyeglasses. Do we have time to talk about Amazon's new glasses?
Really quick, Amazon is also working on wearable smart glasses, which will rival the original Google glasses. These look just like regular glasses, except they're wirelessly connected to your smartphone. They have a bone conduction audio system, so you don't need to wear headphones, and you'll have Alexa in your ear, and you can actually speak to her, and your glasses will pick it up, and then, it's another, you know.
Blink creating. Once for yes, blink twice for no.
And it might be out by the end of the year.
So oh, Christmas. Hooray, gives the time for Christmas. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.